In this AASHTN podcast, I'm chatting with Kevin May from Irish band The Guggenheim Grotto, who are playing the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. this week.
This is AASHTN with Ronan Connolly, a 10-minute podcast of music and chat with an emerging Irish musician. The road is long.
Kevin, welcome to AASHTN. We're going to talk a little bit about the Guggenheim Grotto and about yourself and Mick and the work you do. First of all, tell me, who is the Guggenheim Grotto?
Well, there are two of us in it. There's myself, Kevin May, and my partner in crime, Mick Lynch.
How would you describe the sound that you put together?
You know, recently with our new album was described as dark folk, and I like that. You know, I prefer to leave it generally up to media and journalists to put us into a genre that they feel happy with, because I don't like trying to pigeonhole ourselves, because we try to generally mix it up and experiment with what we're doing. So if we decide that we're just straight up folk, it kind of limits your horizons, you know. So dark folk is nice for now.
Good. And you guys are both from Ballinrobe in County Mayo, correct?
No, not at all. Actually, I'm from Ballinrobe in County Mayo, but Mick is from Castleknock in Dublin.
Oh, right. Okay.
But depending on which press release you read, we're either from Dublin or from Ballinrobe. It started out as we're from Dublin, because that's where I met Mick, and then I started to write that because I wanted Ballinrobe to get a mention.
Okay, maybe you could go with Athlone or somewhere in the middle.
No, certainly I'm not from Athlone. No, that's too far.
Your debut came out in 2005. Tell me a little bit about that, please.
The debut album, Waltzing Alone, we wanted to do something special with our first album with Gareth's packaging. So we did a limited edition, it was made out of bookbinders as opposed to by a standard CD packaging company. So it was a fake red leather, wasn't real cows used in it, booklet. Hard book, you know, which is very nice. And I think to some extent that might have helped get attention for our album, because we released it ourselves entirely on our own budget, shoestring budget. And while we were trying to break it in Ireland, we were picked up because we had some of the songs on the internet by producers in major radio stations here in the States, like WXPN in Philadelphia and KCRW in LA, and we started getting airplay there. So quite early on in our career, soon after we released our first album, we started coming over here as soon as we could to tour, and I guess take advantage of that early airplay that we got without even trying.
Very good. Yeah, I must mention you're in California at the moment. Tell me a little bit about the tour that you have going.
Well, we're currently getting a small bit of downtime and trying to work on our set, because we have a cool support slot coming up. We're going to be opening for Ingrid Michaelson in her forthcoming American tour, which starts in Massachusetts and makes its way all the way across the country to California through October, you know, and into November. So that's going to be cool. I believe we're going to be passing near Washington as well.
Yeah, that's right, in the 930 Club on October 14th.
Yeah.
So what's in store for people who turn up to the gig on the 14th?
Well, there's just the two of us, and it's something we're working on at the moment. We have, like, when we record our albums, we'll put a lot of instruments on it to flesh it out and dress it up. But when you go out live, we play quite stripped back. And I've been happy doing that up to this point because I feel the songs are very strong, the craft is there, and they stand up on their own. But we're going to, on this particular tour, still do a lot of stripped back acoustic numbers, but we're going to also bring in a few little tricks and things using laptops and controllers and maybe loop a few things and experiment on that side of it.
Kevin, can you tell me a little bit about the current album, the background to it and the writing of it?
The current album, which is The Universe Is Laughing, we spent maybe 7 years or 7 months last year touring over here in the States, and we took some time off to go home and record the album. But what often happens is the time you put aside to record something, it actually takes a lot longer than you expect. It always takes longer than I expect. Things always do.
Yeah.
I should expect at this stage that they're going to take a long time, and I add some time, but no matter how much time I add, it always takes longer. So what happened was we had half of this album finished, recorded at home in Ballinrobe in Mayo, and a cool tour came up supporting the Mighty Giants. So we literally had to get on the road and stop recording. And then 2010 came along, and we had a tour already in place. So what we did was we took all our equipment, put in the back of a car, and finished recording this album on the road here in the States. Literally, when we could find some time, setting up anywhere, you know, setting up in people's houses. And I even tried setting up in a Motel 6 at one stage, desperate to get a vocal takedown. It wasn't suitable, though, because it was very noisy.
Sometimes it can work.
Sometimes it can, yeah. So we finished. Half of this was recorded in tranquil Mayo, and half of this was recorded on the roads in the interstates of America.
Well, lovely chatting to you, Kevin. Perhaps we'll do a longer interview at a later stage.
Anyway. Thanks a million, Ronan.
You're very welcome. I'll chat to you soon.
Take care.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye. October throws herself before my feet, and the sky goes powder blue, holding her breath for me. I never thought myself a city shoe, but it's made of gold today, and it breaks my heart in two. 'Cause I want to hold on to it, but there's no. You tremble neath my touch. Was it everything I love I can't explain? Like if the world should disappear, only music will remain. And I want to hold on to it, but there's nothing to hold. And the boy unfold. The
boy, I'm 14.